This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, this is an interesting one. Grant writes, I have an issue with work notes. When I call out, my work requires I bring a work note. Sometimes it's for my chronic pain issues. So the note comes from my doctor's office with his clinic name, and he gives me the name, blank, blank, pain management. I don't want to give the name of the company, because then there's no privacy for the physician who I guess is writing these notes. He says, so basically, my work thinks I'm an addict when I'm not. Even if the name of the clinic was not on the letterhead, he could look up the doctor online. So you see what Grant's saying. So Grant's saying he calls out. All right, so maybe he's going for his once a month. Let's say he has a chronic pain issue, and he's going for his once a month, meeting with the pain management doctor. All right, and there are I need to pull up this other email. Some doctors have rehab under their title. But the patient wasn't seeing the doctor for rehab. Ooh, I got to find that email. That was a good one. Okay, I'll first start with this, and then I'll say what the other thing was. But it kind of falls along the same line. So you have Grant that goes to the doctor. If he works a basic, 8-to-5, 9-to-5 job, Monday through Friday, has to see his pain management doctor once a month, has to take off. Work says, all right, fine. If you're taking off, you've seen the doctor, you need to bring in a work note. The diagnosis doesn't have to be on there. Employers aren't allowed to ask about a diagnosis. The diagnosis is not. But if the note says, please excuse Grant, he was in my office, signed Dr. Joe Schmo, pain management and rehab specialist of, let's say, hypothetically, Advanced Pain and Rehab Center of Wisconsin, let's say. The employee is worried about their privacy. This is what I said about how all these HIPAA rules and these FMLA rules and a lot of these privacy rules they're very hypocritical. If I, let's say, had a GYN issue, but I really didn't want people to think that I took off because of a GYN issue. I want to feel like I could, pee with the big boys. And my work note comes from my gynecologist. There goes that. Here's the thing, okay? As an employer, and I can't speak for all employers, but as an employer, I don't want to know what's wrong with you per se. I mean, God forbid you're dying. I want to be there to help you. And I mean, I'd like to know if my job is making you sick. But the reason why employers want work notes is because people will, wake up in the morning with their alarm, but go, oh, man, I don't want to go to work, hit the snooze button and go back to sleep. And then when they, get called by their boss, like, oh, I was sick. So employers are like, no problem. If you're sick, show us the doctor note. So that we can, we can verify that. That's fine. Doesn't have to have a diagnosis, just about that you saw a doctor. Employers are allowed to do that. And understandably so, because people call out a lot. And so if somebody, I've had listeners go, well, here's the problem. That's really unfair. Because that means I got to spend $75 to $150, depending on my copay, to go to a doctor to get a note when I don't have to go to the doctor for the flu. I could take care of it at home. it's a pain in the butt. Because some idiot years ago, right, and it started with one, you know, person decided to lie to their boss about being sick. Now, the average boss or manager does not believe you when you say you were sick. If you call out sick, do they really think you're sick? Or do they think you wanted a day off? And because of all the people that have done that, following that first doofus decades ago, now it's the burden of proof is on you that you were really sick, that you couldn't come to work. And work notes actually have become a means to make it such a pain in the ass for you to call out that you decide not to, which I think needs to change, because if you really are sick and you don't want your job on the line and you have a high deductible insurance plan where it's not really cost effective for you to go to a doctor, just to say, yeah, she has the flu or whatever, you'll be more inclined to go to work sick and then get other people sick. So we have to do something different with this system. And I don't know how to do it. And I've had people where, they've even told me, they go, look, I don't want to go to the doctor and get a doctor's note because I really wasn't sick. I partied, I had a headache, I woke up with a hangover, I just didn't want to come in. And I'm like, you could have told me that. I'm not going to fire you. I understand that. But you do have a job. But if I have to hire people to cover your shift and I later can't afford both of you, you will be fired. Right? I'm not going to fire you for that one time. No. Now, but if, you're that flaky where you won't be coming in on a regular basis, yes, I do have to then spend the money to hire a second person just to be there when you're not. And that's how I handle that as a boss. And I have every right to. So what do you do if your work note is on letterhead or something that is embarrassing for you? I usually recommend to my patients, which I don't think is the best recommendation because, again, there's a privacy issue. But if you think, you shouldn't have to sit there and tell your boss, what you're going through or what your medical issues are. You don't have to do that. But if there's nothing you can do about the letterhead or the prescription pad it's written on, you could go to the doctor and say, look, my work sees pain and rehab center. I don't want them to think I'm in rehab. And then the doctor will say, well, what do you want on the note? Do you want me to specify? And then again, the burden is on you. Do you want to tell your boss what's going on or not? That's a tricky thing. I don't know what to say, honestly. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. We'll be right back.
Take a look at some numbers. 4 out of 5 people who have a stroke, their first symptom is a stroke. 80% of all strokes and heart disease, preventable. And $149 is all it takes to get screened and help take control of your health. We're Lifeline Screening. And if you're over 50, call now to schedule an appointment for 5 painless screenings that go beyond regular checkups. We use ultrasound technology to literally look inside your arteries for plaque that builds up as you age and increases your risk for stroke and cardiovascular disease. And by getting them through this package, you're saving over 50%. For just $149, you'll receive 5 screenings that could reveal what your body isn't telling you. Lifeline Screening, the power of prevention. Call Lifeline Screening today at 888-815-LIFE to learn more. That's 888-815-LIFE, 888-815-5433.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Dr. Carolyn Dean wants you to have a free chapter of her new book, The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition, and it's available at magmiracle.com. In your free chapter, Dr. Carolyn Dean explains how magnesium is essential to support the structure and function and overall health of your body. Your free chapter is your guide to learn how to support your heart, bone, metabolic, lung, and mental health with this powerful mineral. The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition is available on Amazon, but right now get a free chapter at magmiracle.com, spelled M-A-G-miracle.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
So 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Blake, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, Green Bay Dave writes, I love it, Green Bay Dave. Go Pat, go, he writes. My work, he says, at my work, they can use sick leave for whatever they need. No note needed. But once they've used up their sick leave, if they call out sick, then they need a doctor's note. We can fire them if they continue to call out sick. But how do I know we won't get sued? First, Green Bay Dave, congrats on the last two Packer wins. You know I'm not a Packer fan, per se, because what Aaron Rodgers did to the Cowboys last year. But I do have to admit they played some damn good football the last 2 weeks. So there we go on that. All right. Sick leave, So if somebody has sick leave, they can do whatever they want. No note after sick leave in his particular firm or business or organization. Then they have to provide a note. We could fire them if they continue to call out sick. How do I know we won't get sued? Well, that's where FMLA takes over. And I looked up online, like, an FMLA lawsuit, and, there's a lot. But in this one, McElry and Harvey, I guess it's a practice, they give us this scenario that could unfortunately plague an employer or an employee. All right, an employee is out for 2 days and brings in a doctor note that states that the patient is ill and unable to work for 2 days. Coincidentally, the employee had previously scheduled vacation days for Friday and Monday. So she ended up having a 6-day absence with 4 of those work days. The employer questions the legitimacy of the employee's time off and tells her so when she comes back to work. Now, the employee did not request FMLA. We're going to talk about FMLA in a second here. So the employee did not request FMLA. And the employer did not give her paperwork for such a leave because it was just a couple days. The employee's manager was so unhappy also with the way the employee let the manager know that she was out sick. Apparently, she taped a doctor's note to the manager's door. So the employer terminated the employee. Right? So to recap, she took a couple days off, brought in a note, a doctor's note, had vacation days scheduled around that time, so was able to be off and gone 6 days, 4 of them work days, slaps the note on the manager's wall or whatever. Manager's like, you know what? No, you're done. Okay, so she gets fired. And it stinks, you know? She was sick for a couple days, whatever. Right? She didn't apply for FMLA. Employer didn't give her FMLA. Employer got sued and lost. They say in a major FMLA decision in early July, the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Third Circuit, which covers Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware, held that a short absence with conflicting medical evidence and employee testimony may establish a period of protected FMLA leave, thereby barring any discrimination or discipline based on the absence. The case ruled that the employee's description of her illness, combined with some medical evidence, could be sufficient to establish a protected absence due to, quote, serious health condition as required under the FMLA. So this decision will require employers covered by the FMLA. Now, those are usually those with 50 or more employees within 75 miles of the employee's work site, to exercise more caution when dealing with an employee who claims he or she had been out sick. Now, serious health condition, though. Some of you are like, whoa, she called out sick for a couple days, so if she had a cold, you know, if she had a flu, who says that's serious? Well, the definition of a serious health condition under the FMLA requires a 3-day minimum loss of work. So if you lose 3 days, at least, of work, that means your health condition could be serious. Okay, that's how they define it, I guess. And here, the employee's physician certified only 2 sick days. But what the employee stated is, look, I didn't need the doctor to say on my vacation days that I needed coverage because they were already vacation days. So from the employee standpoint, the employee's like, okay, you know what, that's good. This is good. I got some protection then if I, you know, do get fired for being sick. And, you know, nobody should really be fired for being sick. But again, the employer didn't fire the employee because she was sick. The employer fired him because they thought she was lying. She wanted to turn 2 vacation days, they thought, into a 6-day break. And brought in some note, you know, that, you know, to cover, you know, her tracks, so to speak, or whatever. If that's what the employer was thinking, that's why they fired her. But an employer being sued for an FMLA breach is serious stuff. Now, again, some patients or employees may be like, wait a second, but the burden of the proof still has to be on us. Well, and the reason why I'm bringing this up is, like we saw with Grant, with the previous email, many of you don't want to go to the doctor because you don't want to spend the money. I get that. And, you know, and look, you have a day off to rest. Don't you want to stay in bed? Do you really want to get up and sit in an urgent care for 3-4 hours? I wouldn't want to. I'd be like, you know what, let me just take some Tylenol, cold flu. Let me see how today goes. Just let me stay in bed. So I get that. But in case there's an issue, that medical note, I mean, maybe what saves your butt from a termination or allows you to sue if you end up being terminated. That's your documentation. And if an employee doesn't understand the FMLA rules and an employer doesn't, I mean, who would have thunk? So somebody takes off a couple days, but because they tied it in with their vacation days, maybe they use their vacation days because they're sick or whatever, FMLA papers should have been provided. And if you don't, there's disciplinary action. So employers and employees need to know about FMLA. And remember, FMLA became effective August 5th, 1993 for most employers and employees. All right? And the law only covers certain employers. And it provides, those are the ones that have over 50 or more employees, at least 20-hour work weeks. But FMLA does apply to all public agencies, including state, local, federal employees, local education agencies like schools. And what it does is it provides certain employees with up to 12 work weeks of unpaid job-protected leave a year and requires group health benefits to be maintained during the leave as if employees continue to work instead of taking leave. So it's unpaid, because I know employers are not ready to do paid, you know, multiple weeks paid leave, because again, they have to hire somebody in your stead. So having two employees on the payroll for one position gets pretty expensive. But also, that's why this targets the larger companies, those who employ more than 50 employees. And you have had to at least work 20 work weeks in the current or preceding calendar year. And to be eligible, you have had to work for that employer at least 12 months, have worked at least 1,250 hours during the 12 months prior to the start of the leave, and work at a location where at least 50 employees are employed at the location within 75 miles of the location. So 12 work weeks of unpaid leave they have to allow you, and this is what you could use it for. Giving birth, right? Or to care for your newborn child. You could get up to 3 months of unpaid leave. And still have your health insurance and not get fired. For the placement of the employee or of a child for adoption or foster care, or to care for the newly placed child, to take care of an immediate family member, but not an in-law. So you could take care of a parent, child, or spouse with a serious health condition. If the employee is unable to work because of a serious health condition, they say leave to care for a newborn child or a newly placed child must conclude within 12 months after birth. I mean, you could take care of the mom, but you still got to, you know, come back to work or whatever. And spouses employed by the same employer may be limited to a combined 12 work weeks of family leave if there was a birth or care of a child, placement of a child for adoptive care or whatever, or if to care for an employee's parent for a serious health condition. Now, there's also intermittent leave that people could take. Like, if you're like, you know what, I get these flare-ups of sciatica, so I need intermittent leave. But a serious health condition means a period of incapacity, whether you're in the hospital or an absence of three calendar days, if you're pregnant, have asthma, diabetes, epilepsy, etc. So, again, to recap, if you think that you have a job that may have you on the chopping block, you might want to get that doctor's note, and you might want to make sure that you have a note for at least a few days, and you might want to consider filling out your FMLA to protect your job. 1-877-DOCBELLY.
North Korea. Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
Do you trust our economy? How about our banking system? Our president has stated we are sitting on a bubble right now, and that when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is raising rates here and now. There has never been a better time to turn your IRA or 401k into physical gold or silver with GSI Exchange. Call 833-GSI-GOLD. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 833-GSI-GOLD. Ask about our bank failure survival guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfer can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call GSI Exchange at 833-GSI-GOLD. That's 833-474-4653. Or visit us on the web at gsi.gold.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Alright, guys, we are back. I'm Dr. Dahlia. Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Please go to my website and sign the petition for National Blood Donation Week. We're asking Donald Trump and the White House to proclaim National Blood Donation Week to help our hospitals and our medical centers. All they need is a name and an email. You don't have to give any of your personal information like birthday, social, nothing like that. It's a very easy petition to sign. Please go to my website, click on the petition, the We the People petition. It's very easy, and it'll help save lives. And we appreciate you taking the time to do it. It shouldn't take more than a couple seconds. Now, this story has made headline, and it's kind of scaring to a lot of people. A mother who is against vaccines has been ordered to vaccinate her son or face jail time. So this Michigan mother has to make a choice. She'll go against her beliefs and vaccinate her son or go to jail. Rebecca Bredow of the Metro Detroit area has about a week left to decide to get her 9-year-old son vaccinated or an Oakland County judge is going to put her in jail. She said, I would rather sit behind bars standing up for what I believe in than giving in to something I strongly don't believe in. She told WXYZ, God forbid he were to be injured by one of the vaccines, then what? That scares me. Now, she's a mother of two, and she told the outlet that when her son was born, she and her ex-husband, or her husband at the time, decided to space out and delay some of the vaccines. And so, you know, it's interesting. A lot of people that are against vaccines, they're not against vaccines completely. There are many people out there that are against vaccines in terms of them all given in one, one big chunk. It's like, well, let's spread it out. If the baby's trying to build up an immune system, let's give them one. Let the body do what it needs to with that, then give them another one. And I'll tell you what's good and bad with that, you know. And again, I'm pro-vaccine, but I have to understand what the other side is thinking so that we can, you know, figure out how to, you know, move forward from here. And I understand how parents are scared because, you know, there are these anecdotal reports of parents saying this vaccine hurt my kid or my kid, you know, had SIDS and they think it was from the vaccine or like we're hearing with the HPV. The HPV vaccine killed my daughter in her sleep. You know, some of these could be complete exaggerated, but, you know, maybe there are the rare side effects that are happening to people. And, you know, if mom loses a child and she doesn't know what the hell else caused it, and the only thing around the vicinity that she could think of is the vaccine, she's going to think it's the vaccine. I don't blame her for thinking it's the vaccine. It might not be the vaccine, but how could you say that it's not? So another mom is like, oh, boy, maybe I should wait. So anyway, this mom and her ex-husband at the time, or her husband at the time, said, look, we'll vaccinate, but we're going to space out and we're going to delay some. But now that the child is older, the boy's father wants the vaccines done. Now, the mom, Bredow, educated herself, researched the effect on vaccines have on children. She's against it. She said, it wasn't until they started grouping them together that I backed off of doing the vaccines. After reading up on vaccination, she decided the best option would be a waiver, which in the state of Michigan allows parents to opt out of getting their kids certain vaccinations. Now, her decision landed her in a court battle with her ex-husband, according to New York Daily News, where a judge sided with the father, who wants the vaccines given to the son. She goes, I believe in the choice of a parent to make the right decision based on the knowledge of vaccines, their knowledge of vaccines, and she has until October 11th that's a little bit more than a week, but anyway, to have the vaccinations completed. If she does not follow the judge's order, she's going to go to jail for contempt for violating the court's ruling. WXYZ, that's interesting, there's a WXYZ. I guess WXYZ reports that the court would decide how long she would sit behind bars if it comes to that. She goes, I feel angry, I feel backed into a corner, I feel my rights as a parent have been taken away. Yes, every parent has a choice, but we also have a right to have our voices heard. So why automatically side with the father that he wants the vaccines? What about my choice as the mother who's the primary caretaker and who solely takes care of my son? She doesn't want to go to jail, and she will continue fighting it out in court. Now, you know, for those of us that vaccinate our kids, we're like, all right, well, you know, now bad for her. But for some of you out there going, whoa, actually, you know, wait, you know, my, you know, daughter's holding off vaccinating my granddaughter, or my kids are, you know, not completely vaccinated. For those of you out there going, whoa, so we can be actually thrown in jail? That's why this case is, you know, getting so much attention. And I don't know if there were other cases, but I and, you know, you guys heard something more that I haven't, please call in at 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. But what blows my mind is that you could go to jail now for not injecting your kid, your healthy kid, with a vaccine. And again, I am pro-vaccine. I think vaccinations overall are safe. I think they have done amazing work. They've saved millions and millions of lives. I'm also a fan of herd immunity, but I'm also a mom and I'm also a parent. You're going to throw someone's mommy in jail because she is hearing these reports, and there are reports. There's going to be a documentary now on HPV, and even if we don't have 100% scientific backing, all right, you know, a normal sense person would have, you know, one eyebrow cocked just to go, look, is there something going on with the vaccines in a very, very small, minuscule group of people that, you know, we need to study? And a lot of the anti-vaxxers out there, if you talk to them, you know, they don't want us to do away with vaccines for good. They want more research and they want more transparency. The problem is the government has to be very careful with the degree of transparency, because if, let's say, there was one person in the millions of people that did die after they got that HPV vaccine, if that really did happen, and there's scientific proof, although there's never enough proof to prove that it did or prove that it didn't, that one death, if it gets reported, right, you know, by, you know, publicly, and it makes it to the media, nobody's going to want to get the HPV vaccine. And so as a parent, you're like, well, I don't give a damn. You know, my child's not going to be the one to die. I don't want any children dying. You know, to hell with it. It's okay. I'll make her do pap smears, and I'll make sure he gets his throat checked, and, you know, for throat cancer, and I'm not going to take the risk. And you're like, as a doctor, you know, it's not that risky. The shot's good. HPV is more risky. You know, yeah, do the vaccine. But as a parent, and me now talking as a parent, I don't blame parents for being cautious and a little scared. And for those anti-vaxxers out there that I hate calling them anti-vaxxers, but those against vaccines that are not calling for a boycott of all vaccines or a banning of vaccines, but calling for transparency of, you know, side effects and possible links and more investigation of these links, that I can understand. You know, if this, and I know there's supposed to be some documentary coming out about, you know, the HPV vaccine and all the anecdotal cases of, you know, there being a major side effects with it. You know, I don't know how much proof they're going to have, but it, you know, there are people out there trying to get our attention. And I don't think they're, you know, a bunch of quote unquote loons. I think these are people that are scared. They have some sort of proof, the only proof that they can have. Saying, look, this was my kid before the vaccine, this was my kid after. Help me. And so I want to listen, but I also don't want mass hysteria. I don't want people so freaked out that they stop vaccinating, because for most kids, for almost all kids, vaccinations are safe. I vaccinated my kids, they're safe. I did spread it out. I didn't want them getting all in one shot. I did spread it out, but they got their vaccines by the time that we're ready for kindergarten. So what we need to identify is if there is a side effect, and a bad one, is it only one person, one type of genetic makeup? Identify that genetic makeup, identify those kids, and then only that population won't get the vaccine. 1-877-DOCDALI, don't go away.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-6540. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-6540. That's 1-800-972-6540. 6540 1-800-972-6540.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Jennifer writes, hi, Doc. What if I had to take 4 days to do fertility treatment? How would I explain that to my employer? Thank you. All right. We had been talking about FMLA and, you know, your privacy and patient privacy. So Jennifer just writes this over break. In terms of fertility treatment, see, here's the thing. You don't have to tell your boss anything. What you can do is you can ask for an FMLA form and say that you're going to be having a procedure. And it's a medical procedure. And you need the appropriate FMLA form. And they have to give it to you. They are not allowed to ask what it's regarding. Now, here's the hypocrisy of it all. You bring the FMLA form to your doctor, and on the FMLA form, it asks what the condition is. So the doctor puts the condition on there. Then, you have to bring the FMLA form back to the employer. You see what I'm talking about? How, where's the privacy? I believe the FMLA forms haven't changed. I've been complaining about this for years. I had one patient who had ended up terminating a pregnancy on her own, and she was having some extensive bleeding. And I told her, look, you need to see a gynecologist. I got to, you know, send you. You know, I got to send you to the hospital, and we got to get a gynecologist in there to see what happened, etc. And it's rare that people have these adverse events with an abortion, but she was. And she, from my understanding, you know, lost a lot of blood. She she improved, but the doctor said, look, you're going to, or her employer said, look, you need to fill out FMLA because she had taken out an extended amount of time. So she brought the paperwork to me. She said, but do not say I had an abortion on there. I go, of course not. I don't have to say it. Of course not. All right? But as I'm going through the questions, it's like, well, why is this a serious condition? Give us facts leading up to, you know, why this is considered a serious condition. So I said, patient had a gynecological issue. And I asked the patient, I go, are you okay with me putting that down? And she said, yes. You know, put down a gynecological issue, but don't say what. And I was like, well, you know, I really don't even want to say gynecological. I'd like to just say medical. But when I had done that, and I had been very brief and very general, employers would send the employee back saying not enough information for them to grant the FMLA. Now, I don't know if anything has been done over the past few years to fix that, but I think a lot of you guys are nodding your head going, that's exactly what happens. We bring an FMLA form and somebody reads it. And the FMLA form asks for the medical facts leading up to why we picked the category that we did. So if you had a serious medical condition, why did you have to take those days off? Well, because the person had an abortion, something went wrong, maybe there were some retained parts, so she ended up bleeding, and then she had to get a transfusion, and she doesn't want her work knowing that. I had a patient who was having issues with his HIV medications. He was feeling really sick from his HIV medications. He's like, please do not put HIV on the FMLA paperwork. And I could say, well, what I can do that's honest, because I have to, I could get in trouble if I don't fill them out correctly. What I could do is I could say, you're having diarrhea and you're having nausea and vomiting. He goes, yes, there, put that. Just don't put the HIV on there. So I go, patient was having nausea, vomiting, diarrhea. But I again, where's the privacy with that? Really, the employer has to know you're having diarrhea? So, you know, with Jen, if you're doing fertility leave, but you want, you know, the employer to not know, or maybe you don't care whether the employer knows or not, but if you're concerned that, oh, he may not want me getting pregnant and find out if I got pregnant, fire me, whatever, then when you pick up your FMLA form and then you bring it to your doctor, talk to your doctor about what is the most ethical and honest way to fill those out without revealing what you don't want revealed. Hey, gosh, that's really frustrating. It, you know, it ticks me off, the hypocrisy of all of this. It just, it's so BS. You have no privacy as an employee. You don't. You know, when you apply for health insurance, human resources goes, all right, you have to turn in, these are the forms you have to fill out your health insurance company, fill them out. Give them back to human resources, and they will then send them to the I forgot the word for it, the broker, the insurance broker. So here you filled out, because you know, if you leave something out, Okay, the insurance company could say, whoa, we're not going to cover you because you didn't give us a full picture. So here you are, putting your medical history down, dropping it off to human resources. Human resources gets to know so much about you, don't they? Now, on the flip side, if you're an employer, and I know we just kind of talked about this, it stinks when you don't have employees that you could count on. Even if they really did become sick, flu season for us was horrible because there is no way I could have a nurse here sick, getting patients sick, getting other people sick. So we always had to hire extra and make sure we had that extra coverage so that if 3-4 people got the flu, I could still stay open and still be able to see patients because we're a small employer. Things like this is what ends up pushing employers to wanting to go more automated. The less staff you need, the less you have to worry about getting sued for FMLA or, people calling out. And, you have somebody robotically doing your security. That robot will be there as long as it turns on. Robots and automation are going to look a lot more attractive than us. You guys have seen how I look. I think right now a tin rusty old can looks better than me. So I hope I answer your question, Jennifer. That was a good question. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. This is good. How we talked about CTE, chronic traumatic encephalopathy, in football players, and it's repeated brain damage that occurs during concussions or during play, whether you're a football player or a hockey player, soccer player, etc., gymnast. And we can't tell if you have this chronic traumatic encephalopathy, which could give you impulse control, anger issues, depression, suicidality, dementia, memory loss. We can't tell if you have it until on autopsy after you die. Well, now researchers think that there's a way to tell while you're still alive. And you would think there would be, like your brain should be able to give off proteins or something. Now, they say a team at Boston University, who's really at the forefront, these guys at Boston University are the ones that are doing a lot of research on this, has found a possible way to diagnose CTE by looking at the spinal fluid while they're alive. They found that a specific compound known as cytokine was elevated in people who died with CTE, but not in healthy people, healthy older people, or patients with Alzheimer's or other degenerative brain disease. So this was a striking abnormality. Dr. Ann McKee, director of Boston University CTE Center and chief of neuropathology at the VA Boston Healthcare System. It gives us clues as to how this disease develops. We are hoping that it also gives us hints on how to treat it. They say CTE has most recently obviously been in the headlines because their team found that former NFL Patriots star Aaron Hernandez, who had killed himself in his jail cell after being convicted of murder, and he had serious CTE. In fact, CTE to the degree of like a 65-year-old. He was only 27 when he killed himself. And the elevated cytokine that they found in his body was called CCL11. Now, cytokines can be good or bad. They're inflammatory compounds, and they're released by the body to heal damage or fight off infections. But if there's too many, they could cause damage. And why did he have more CCL11 levels than other people? Is it because of the response to the injury? Was it because he was injured so much that he had more cytokine? And cytokine in and of itself could cause more damage. It could be like a snowball effect. And when people get retired from the sport, the progression still continues. Maybe because of the cytokine. CCL11. Interesting stuff. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available. Comfortable interiors and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now or visit atlassurvivalshelters.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.